I'm going to go with Vidit Maharaj up to California and try to meet different people. And
both of them will go different place of California. They are going. They'll go after you depart from here, then they'll go. Either Brahmachari. After 3-4 days.
Hmm. What is this? Shama.
No, your Brahmachari is driving.
Shama Sunda.
Shama Sunda?
Oh no, Sridhar. Shama Sunda wants to say General Sanders was with Sant Govinda.
Last night you went to the meeting or not?
Valentine is coming?
Yes.
You went?
No, I didn't go.
So, shall I ask Brajanath the questions about the Gurukul?
Yeah.
And he can ask you, or shall I?
Ask, no problem.
So, I'm wondering, should we just charge tuition and offer reduced fees to poor students, or should we just trust in Krishna and have no tuition and let anybody come and donate whatever they want?
Prabhu's asking for Gurukula interfaith school he wants to establish
in Beja.
No, in California.
Huh?
In California.
Not in Beja?
Okhane
Berkeley at first, in Berkeley.
Okhane kono rojgar upay nai. Jara thakbe okhane kono rojgar upay nai, jeno hoy to thakte jay na. Lok khawa to khete to hobe, thakle korabi cholbe.
What he asked?
Should they charge anything to poor people, or should they charge to others? What is the proper approach for giving education? Any student should pay tuition, or?
I could not understand.
If
one যে ছাত্ররা পড়বে, ওরা যেমন সকল স্কুলে ছাত্ররাকে ভাড়া দিতে হয়, বেতন দিতে হয় প্রতি মাসে। ওরা এরকম রাখবে কি যে যা দিবে তাই করবে, কি অন্য সিস্টেম করবে, কি করবে?
He knows what I know.
You, maybe they can get
what is favorable for you, you can do.
Okay.
If you have enough money, they can come for free. Yeah. Government can give some support. Or any foundation who can fund teachers. Because you have to pay the teachers. Land is there and building?
Well, my plan is right now to start in my own house.
Okay.
So there won't be. Well, there's. Okay. Mortgage payments are there.
Yeah. They're covered. Your wife covers the overhead?
Well, we have some rental units that cover the mortgage.
You will teach Sanskrit, Hindi, or Indian philosophy?
We will teach Sankhya philosophy. The science course will be first Sankhya philosophy, then they can go advanced if they want to study the other things that they teach. That's the idea. We will teach Sankhya philosophy as the basic science.
From Kapil, not
Kapila Dev, yeah. From Bhagavatam.
They want to teach in their course the teachings of Lord Kapil Dev, Sankhya. Sankhya philosophy, which is in Bhagavatam, Lord Kapil Dev.
You can do.
That is good. Satam prasanga mama virya samvidha. Bhavanta ritika narasya. That is the conclusion. He saw the Sangha.
So all these students will study a little bit about different religions, and each will study his own religion in depth.
Oh, what?
Students, if they come and they have any religion, whether they are Muslim or Hindu or Christian, they can study their own religion and hear from other religions what is their conclusion and study their own religion in depth. And if they have no religion?
They have to have some religion.
Now, atheism is also religion in America.
Okay.
No.
In America.
Yeah. No, that's not acceptable. They will have scripture study classes and they have to choose some scripture to study. If they have no other one, we can offer them Bhagavatam.
Okay. Yeah. Richard Dawkins' God Delusion.
Yes, already students who are in line.
Only my son so far.
What is his religion?
Mostly Hare Krishna.
We know only preaching, doing bhajan, nothing else.
Rai Ramananda telling Mahaprabhu, this is the essence of all education.
So all the students will be required to do some bhajan also. But if they have bhajan in their own religion, then they can practice that bhajan also. But they have to...
You want to establish such a school where Hindu, Muslim, all can study.
Yes.
That can be.
We will try.
It's going to be tough.
They will have to do something about bhakti, right? That is the underlying.
Bhakti is everything.
Yeah.
Love of God, that is the ultimate. So everyone has to practice bhakti.
So they will all go into Sankhya philosophy.
But we will teach Sankhya philosophy is the basic science course.
Oh, that is like a science course, not religion. They may sue you. They may sue you later on. Yeah.
That's why I wanted to get your advice, because this is something that I don't know if anybody has done it before.
I cannot give advice in this matter. You can ask about any religious at once. But I have no idea of all this.
But you did say, in Badger, I asked you, you did say, yes, it's a very good idea.
Gurukul is good.
Interfaith Gurukul.
Interfaith Gurudev doesn't really, is not familiar with that.
No.
Muslim cannot have faith on you. When they will see all these things.
Yeah. So you can call it out of faith. Gurukul. Muslim, if they see Tilak, if father and mother come, they will not donate their children. Only if they are without father and mother, but then they probably won't have.
Interfaith is not in the Muslim vocabulary.
No. Buddhist? You may find Buddhist. Isn't that Buddhist school up there doing that? They kind of accept
that. Is their theory, and they have a few students who are not Buddhist there.
Yeah. And they teach them proper behavior, good character. They're quite successful, I understand.
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you become a teacher there? Then you can offer Sankhya.
I was supposed to become a teacher there, and my son was supposed to go to school there, but my wife would not give permission. And they refused to accept my son without his mother's permission. So then I decided, okay, I'll make my own similar school.
Or convince your wife.
I tried.
Yeah.
That's harder.
That's harder. Harder to convince the wife than to start your own school.
Sometimes when I'm preaching, people will say, in the long run, after millions of births, we all end up back with Krishna. So why do you worry so much?
Prabhu is telling that when he is presenting the teachings of bhakti, prachar, then people think, or they respond, oh, after millions and millions of life, crores of birth, we will all be with Krishna. So why worry so much?
You should be Krishna.
No.
Na bolche amra amra koti koti janmer por automatic bhabe Krishna dhana chole jabo to ekhon theke bhajanar ki dorkar.
No.
Never possible.
No.
You have to do bhakti.
So that is totally false.
If thousand and thousand years after
birth,
you are going to Golok Vrindavan, it is very hard. Don't see that in this birth I will go to Golok Vrindavan. It is like dream.
Now, prachara jaye to lok bole rakham.
You know, other people say, I don't need to do this japa. Eventually I get there on my own speech. Why worry?
So in the material world, somebody may think, oh, millions and millions, but I will be very great scholar, I will be president, I will be foundation of this company, I will be owner of this company. Is it possible,
yeah,
if you're not qualified?
Yeah, but also it also says in Bhagavad Gita that even a
ISKCON,
little
advancement,
you go.
ISKCON speaks like that.
Yeah.
That we will go in one birth. There.
No, but I'm not talking
about
other
people.
Now,
unno log bole prachara jaye to unni unno log bole iskon na.
Because Gita says even a little advancement will protect you from the most dangerous sections.
Yeah, little means then it will gradually go up.
Yeah,
like you have some deposit in a bank.
Yes.
Bank will give some interest.
Yes.
Then gradually the interest will grow, then amount will grow. In the same way, when you start, it never go vain. Gradually, every bath, if you not do Vaishnava Parad, gradually it will
grow.
For this.
So then they say, eventually I get there.
No, you have to continue.
That means when the woman says human
birth,
you do bhajan.
But they cannot understand, because their impressions are not so good. They are in ignorance. Yeah.
But this is what many people think. No, I meant
yeah.
I get their wives.
Yeah, most people are in ignorance.
I want to enjoy it right now.
Then help those who have another idea. Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to say when people think like that. You know. Like a stream, a river, you're in the river. If you're not making effort to swim upstream, you're going to be...
But that's the whole thing. They say, why go against the river? Just go with the river.
Yeah, that is not...
Go to hell.
Just let it go.
Who has no adhikar, you cannot help.
Yeah.
Who has some good intention?
If you not go, not swim against the current, then go to the ocean. If you not go to the origin of the river, from where it is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Same way from where everything is, what is the origin of everything, you could not go there. You must have to
follow.
that sadhu? You remember that history?
Which one?
I think it's not Narada Rishi. The Brahman and there was a simple person who was meditating under the tree. And he asked, the Brahman asked how many lifetimes it would take me to go to the spiritual world. I forget what Narada replied. What did Narada reply?
Many.
Mara? And then the simple person, yeah, and then he said, oh, as many lives as there are leaves on the tree, and he became so happy.
Yeah.
Started dancing and all the leaves dropped.
Oh, God.
He went back to Godhead.
I didn't hear that part.
He was doing bhajan, but his bhajan was not so steady.
Listen.
He was doing bhajan, his bhajan was not steady. So Narada told Prabhu, he is doing bhajan so many years, why not giving darshan to him? And Bhagavan told, I am very scared because he's not steady. Then how? Then Narada said, I promise him that I'll tell when you'll. Oh, he was doing bhajan and Narada Rishi passing through. Then he told, where are you going? He told, I'm going to Vaikuntha. So please ask Prabhu how he can get his darshan, when get perfection of my bhajan. Then when Narada told, when Bhagavan told, he is not steady in his bhajan, I'm scared to give him darshan. Narada told, I promise him I'll tell him. So what I tell? Then Narayan told that he was sitting on under a tamarind tree, and tamarind tree, millions and millions of small, small leaves, so many.
Right.
So then Bhagavan told, yeah, how many leaves in that tree? After so many lives, I give him darshan. So when Narayan came back, what have you asked Prabhu? Narayan is going other way, not coming direct. Then seeing he did pranam and calling, oh Narayan, please come, please come. Then Narayan came. Then why are you going other way, not coming direct to me? Then when I am scared, why? Rasa told, as many leaves in this tree, after so many lifetimes, you can get to the darshan. Then, oh, then my time is fixed. Then how many leaves I can get to count every? Okay, then
yeah.
He began to dance, ecstasy. And after I dance ecstasy, then the leaves drop and have an immediate darshan. Then now I told Prabhu, you make me fool. You make me liar, well how come? You told how many leaves, look, all leaves drop down. Because this is ecstasy, you have so much health in me.
Right.
So this is ecstasy, all drop down. So I want to come.
And yeah, what was the other one, Maharaj, the Brahman? Who was asking Narada Rishi, when will I have darshan? And then Lord Narayan said, tell him that what is he doing? If he asked, what is Lord Narayan doing? He's putting his camel to the eye of the needle. Then he said, oh, that is impossible. He cannot do that.
Uh-huh.
Not about the Brahman.
No.
We have heard about
it.
Remind him.
No, he's going back to the non-interview mind.
He went this morning already to the bank.
Did you speak with
Maharaj? No, not yet. It was late. It was like 11:30 or so. I waited for you, yeah.
We stayed up late to...
Kalke, Rastre Pray Pone Bada Bajandagan meeting hai chhe. Meeting. Bhagavan Prabhu, Brahmati Chha, Vajanath Prabhu, Vajanath Barata Chha, Aapna Ghar Eshte Kalka Aapse Vala, Raad Barata Chha.
Okay.
Vajanath Chha, Kalka Aapna Barata Chha, Aapna Rune Eshte. Meeting
hai chhe. Barata Chha, Aapna Chha, Meeting hai chhe.
Oh, Bolve.
About that?
Yes. A lot of information we got, huh?
Do you ever go to Krishna Balaram Mandir?
ISKCON Mandir, Vrindavan.
Huh?
You ever go to the Mandir in Vrindavan, ISKCON Mandir, Swamiji Samadhi Mandir? You don't go there now. But in the past you used to go, you remember?
Because after Ben, in Abhishek Dev, so
They never invite us anymore.
Yes, it was so many times, so many times. So many festivals they invite you to go.
So
I have no influence in ISKCON.
Yeah.
What we are meeting about is strategy. It's not so easy for me, for him, for Brahmatirtha, to say, I'm sorry.
Oh, Maharaj, come here.
Okay, did he understand?
He's telling that himself, Brahmatirtha, who was here yesterday, and our situation, myself representing your Sangha, we have no influence in ISKCON. They don't take us serious.
So, we're trying to figure out all day yesterday some strategy to help them and help your Sangha be more Krishna conscious.
Yesterday we were discussing all day strategy, how to improve relationships between ISKCON and our Sangha.
It is absurd why you are doing so much. They will not be angry.
Well, Prabhupada said, we should cooperate.
They have told, but they are neglecting. What can you do?
Well,
if you come back again ISKCON and take your full charge, then you can
do it.
If you give him sannyas, he can go back to ISKCON and take charge.
They will not give him.
We have to...
Well, he is very expert, Gurudev. When he was managing, it was A-team in ISKCON. After that, B-team, C-team, D-team, all are coming.
Now it will not give you the same position.
No. So...
But you can be...
The way they are treating you is not what Prabhupada would want them to do. I know.
Yeah.
I know. So, we had an idea last night that Vrajanath, he can begin to communicate with individuals and find out from them what they would like to see from
you
the Sangha.
You think so much, but they will not be angry.
It's difficult, not necessarily impossible.
You should sit silent, nothing to do. They will not obey you or Brahmadatta,
Brahmatirtha,
or me or anyone.
There are many people who are tired of conflict in ISKCON. Many write me that they want to see an end to the conflict. So there is hope.
He's telling in ISKCON, in ISKCON there are many devotees who don't want to continue this conflict which they have.
I know. But few, not so much. Radhanath Prabhu, you know Radhanath? and others.
Radha Govinda, Radhanath,
yeah.
They want, but they cannot do alone.
Like Bhakti Swarup Damodar.
He wanted.
Yeah, but he did not. Yeah.
Anyway, I. We.
It's like Sankirtan. Yeah. You
anyway,
have to find a way to get
anyway,
people.
Anyway, he wants to try
favorable.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to try.
He wants to try.
I know.
You know, in Govardhan 7, prominent leaders came. They could not do. They wanted. But they told that we should put this matter to GVC.
After that, after they came from Govardhan, then came the problem in South Africa and Brazil. You were not happy, and so when
after Govardhan, we went to South.
Huh?
After Govardhan. We went to South Africa, Brazil, and there were so many problems. You remember? They tried to stop us, and you made some very strong statement. No bhakti is there in ISKCON. At most, Adam bhakti. And they only want money and followers. Yeah. So ISKCON becomes more disturbed. Then they try to do something to discredit you. It goes like this on and on. But
that's why I said yesterday. That's why I made that statement. You are like a father. They're like children. You say something to them, they think it's not fair. They say something to you, they think that's fair. It's very immature. They say they can criticize you, but when you criticize them, they say you hurt my feelings. So that's what I was saying yesterday. Sometimes the father has to show them how to say, okay, I'm sorry.
Gurudev told there is no bhakti in ISKCON. They want only money. Just like if any say school, then told these school students are very intelligent. It does not mean there is not foolish students. Foolish students are also there. If not tell 100% students are intelligent. In the same way, we never told that 100% of ISKCON there is no bhakti or no bhakti at all. We are not telling this way.
Of course.
So majority must be granted. Majority person, they want money, not bhakti.
But they don't get that explanation because people think, oh,
no, we want more, right?
Tell us
what was it?
No bhakti,
the mantra?
100% or no bhakti at all.
Tell us more.
You know President Obama. You know.
Obama. You know Obama.
Yes.
The president.
The president of America.
Okay. So, he is good basketball player. Okay?
Sportsman. He is good sportsman.
Basketball
Obama. Whatever.
But he made a statement that he was only good in the, maybe he could qualify for the Special Olympics for the handicapped people. He was trying to be humble.
Yeah.
Then everybody said, oh, you're making fun of handicapped people.
Well, that's the point.
I want that you should what?
Do bhajan.
Your bhajan should be done. Sit silent and do bhajan. I don't know why you are so anxious for them.
He wants the people respect you properly.
Because he has no any other job.
Gurudev.
No, he has love for you. So he wants the people respect you properly.
Gurudev.
I have plenty to do.
Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he wanted cooperation. So Prabhu is telling, he wants to please.
I know. Maharaj, I know Prabhupada in many ways more than these people. I know what he wanted. He didn't want this. He did not want this. He did not want disrespect. And you are being disrespected. So I do it for him, and I'm doing for you.
He's telling that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he would not be happy to see that so much disrespect is there. No respect for senior Vaishnavas.
He will do, but they will not do.
But now it is not, he will not be happy to see what is going on now.
Yes.
So to please him and to please you, he wants to make harmony and adjust.
He wanted to take me with him, but I refused that. Now I am serving my Gurudev. So I cannot go, but later on I may go. So he wanted that I should be with him and preach everywhere.
Now you are doing. Yeah. After 20 years you came. So. And Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he came after he received the order from his Guru Maharaj after 40 years.
Yeah. He was not completely 40. Kaniji left 77 and Gurudev came 96.
19 years. Okay.
How many times now around the world?
33. 33. 34. Only you are dreaming.
trying. Just, I know there are people there that if he works with them a little bit, things can change. Little by little. Better. Both sanghas have done things to irritate each other. No one is free from that situation. We can try to make it better.
Your idea is okay. Who helped them, God helped themselves. So, I think your idea is okay. Your idea is okay. So individually corresponding by that.
We cannot do Maharaj with the GBC as a group. We do with individuals.
One at a time. Pick up.
And with the individuals, we help change the group. That's the strategy. And he's good man to do that. Brahmatirtha is a good person to do that. And I'm a good person to do that.
If blessings are there, then...
So if you give permission for me to work with him...
বলছে এমনিতে ওদের সঙ্গে যাবে না, বলে ব্যক্তিগতভাবে আই সম্পর্ক করলে ধীরে ধীরে সম্বন্ধ ইম্প্রুভ হবে। বলছে আপনি আসলে
ফ্যান গো
ওকে
Nobody is perfect, but if there is no communication, then everyone takes the, you know, face value, and that is very poor. Yeah.
We all really have the same.
Maharaj, when there was problem in Europe many years ago,
many years before, You were there, right?
Yeah, before I was there.
When Bhagavan Prabhu was in Europe,
when I was in America,
there were many, he was not in Europe, there were many problems in Europe. Then
Prabhupada sent me to Europe,
right,
to stop the problem.
And you,
we built a big
and she helped,
organization.
She helped you.
Yeah, Krishna Bhamani and I went.
Before, when they started ISKCON in Europe, there were many, many problems. Leaders, they could not adjust with each other, with their members. Then Srila Prabhupada sent Bhagavan Prabhu and Krishna Bhamani to Europe to make harmony and order. And he was very successful. He is very expert. Yeah. So he wants to offer this service to you, that anyhow make some good relationships with Radhanath Swami and others. Yeah.
It is not for me, for them. I am okay. You should do for them.
Well,
but you will be happy if things are improving.
I started many beautiful temples in Europe. Myself, Krishna Bhamani, I would like you to go there. I would like you to go to Krishna Balaram Mandir. I would like that freedom.
I can go without any help. But I see that I have nothing to do, so I don't go. Otherwise, at any time I can go. Their police and all are with me. They cannot see. But for quite a life.
Yeah. But if they invite you, then very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
I will invite
so
them.
So that's the goal.
If they can invite Maharaj to Krishna Balaram, very good. He wants to make that happen. That again they should invite you and honor you properly. Yeah.
For their benefit.
Yeah.
Try, your life will go.
You see?
Remember, Maharaj, I know these people. It's not like I don't know them. I know them very well.
But Maharaj wants that you should do some bhajan also. He is worried for your bhajan. Yeah. I told him that you are worried for his bhajan. He can do all these things, but if no bhajan, then...
He has nothing to do with bhajan. I am, and he is putting tila. Nothing more. If he will do bhajan, it is best.
It's best, yeah.
For you.
What about both? Yeah.
Hey.
When is the last time he went to Krishna Balaram?
15 years ago. Maybe 1994.
No, after the
death. No, we didn't go after. Never. 1994.
After Labor Day!
Today's Chip Trying Festival.
Yeah, go there now.
Panihati.
We have one song we sang for you before in English. Can we sing today?
Why not after four? Why before?
After four.
Yeah. Okay. In this evening you can sing at 5 o'clock. Yeah.
We'll have Madhav Maharaj translate Hindi.
He can play the guitar, Madhav Maharaj. Okay.
Good morning.
Oh, I have a
tear. Something has to be there.
From hotel?
Keep it or?
After.
Okay.
Yeah, but you could do it. Get one of the sweet almond breeze and unsweet. So if there's a little mixed cooking, then it'll be really, the taste will be there.
Because this
is not really tasty.
Which one? This one?
Yeah, unsweetened. I think you mix the two. Some sweetened.
But sugar problem.
Yeah, a little bit for some taste. Otherwise, it tastes
good. So just takes it with protein, or?
Oh, you take the protein.
If you put protein inside.
Oh, that's
it?
A good idea.
Yeah.
You put it
inside. Yeah, protein bottle.
If easily we can achieve something,
yeah,
then we will be happy.
Yeah. Yeah,
not
of
need
course
to talk from
no,
us.
No, exactly. Yeah. Tell him. Not need to talk.
Oh, he likes to talk.
Oh.
The more I tell him, your bhajan, what about you?
Well, he's
gradually.
He's a
doer.
Shatriya,
yeah.
Yeah,
he likes to do things. Yeah. As he grows older, he should do some. But if he gets more involved with us, he will change.
Yeah.
You know, all people change.
Yeah, that's true.
So for his benefit, if we, even if we gain nothing, we can help him a little bit.
That's big.
Yeah.
Thank you.